The airstrikes took place while President Bush was in Mexico. It was his first trip out of the country as president, and he was visiting Mexican President Vicente Fox at a ranch about 200 miles outside Mexico City. NPR's Don Gagne was with the president in Mexico yesterday, and he now joins us from Waco, Texas, near President Bush's ranch in Crawford. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Well, Don, you know, the timing on this seemed odd. The Iraqi airstrikes certainly knocked the Mexico trip from being the lead story on the front pages of today's papers and from being the lead story on TV and radio yesterday. What was it like down there when the news came out?
It was an odd moment. It was. There were these two leaders, men who are clearly friends. They're both new to office, both businessmen, both ranchers, standing side by side at President Fox's ranch. They're both smiling, posing for pictures. They've just had a good, friendly working session. And at this news conference, as the questions from reporters came, the topic of the day was suddenly not U.S.-Mexico relations, but the airstrikes in Iraq. In fact, the first reporter to stand up and ask a question yesterday, a Mexican journalist, she was speaking in Spanish, she stood up, she asked a two-part question. The first part was to President Fox about the meeting of the two leaders, but then she turned to President Bush, and her question to him was, are you trying to start another war with this airstrike?
Now, what did President Bush do when he was asked about this?
Obviously, he's prepared for that question. Yeah. He knew the air raid was about to begin when he stepped off the plane at the airport yesterday morning in León, Mexico. President Bush is a guy, we've learned, who really likes to stay on message, and that was really the case here. And the message was that the U.S. responded appropriately, responded with strength, but that this was nothing out of the ordinary, that this was just a routine mission in the region. That's the word we heard over and over yesterday from Mr. Bush and from his aides, that this was routine. Give a listen to the president here.
The United States is engaged in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. We will remain so. Since 1991, our country has been enforcing what's called a no-fly zone. A routine mission was conducted to enforce the no-fly zone. And it is a mission about which I was informed and I authorized. But I repeat, it's a routine mission, and we will continue to enforce the no-fly zone until the world is told otherwise.
President Bush yesterday in Mexico. Don Gagne, Pentagon officials have told NPR that the strike did not have to happen yesterday, Friday. It could have happened Thursday, could have happened another day. So is there any sense as to why this happened while President Bush was on his very first visit outside of the country? Why yesterday for the strike?
You could say the timing was not President Bush's, but Iraq's, that it was based on Iraqi actions. The president got word from commanders on the ground about threats to U.S. planes patrolling the no-fly zone. They recommended the response. The president on Thursday morning gave them that go-ahead. Then a day later, the strikes took place. Again, the president stresses that this was self-defense, a necessary measure to send a message to Saddam Hussein and to keep any pilots patrolling the area from being in harm's way. Again, it didn't have to happen yesterday. That is clear from what the Pentagon officials have said. But the president's aides say once he approved it, he was prepared for it to happen at any moment. And I think it's interesting to note that it comes at the end of a week in which the Bush administration was stressing defense and national security issues. We've had kind of a theme of the week for this presidency so far. One week it was taxes, one week it was education. Well, this past Monday, the president was at Fort Stewart, Georgia, with troops where he promised military pay hikes. Tuesday, he was in Norfolk talking about modernizing the military. Wednesday, he was at a base in Charleston with reserves and National Guard. Thursday, he was at the State Department talking about U.S. Foreign policy. And then yesterday, on his first trip out of the country as president, the week ends with an airstrike. So even if the timing was driven by Iraqi activity, it fit right in with what we'd been seeing all week.
You spoke earlier about staying on message.
Yes, exactly.
But wasn't this a slap at President Fox of Mexico?
President Fox was asked that yesterday at the press conference, and he said there's no reason whatsoever to connect these two events. He says there was an airstrike, that's U.S. Dealing with Iraq. There is a meeting here that signals the important progress our two countries will make. They're separate things. You know, going into this trip, the Bush administration had really downplayed its importance. Sure, it was important because it was his first trip out of the country, but it was just a short visit. He was only in Mexico for about 7.5-8 hours. They said it's not a summit, it's an informal meeting, that no big agreements would come at the end of it. That said, this was a very big deal for Mexico. Mexico was all decked out for this trip. There were banners and billboards everywhere, calling the U.S. And Mexico partners for prosperity was the slogan you saw in both English and in Spanish. There were school kids in uniforms waving flags, greeting the presidents. This was really Mexico's moment, you know, with a new president of their own to have a moment on the world stage. And people here probably would not have chosen to share the spotlight with Iraq.
Well, can you briefly summarize in the few seconds we have left what did come of the trip?
They agreed to begin cabinet-level meetings between the two countries on migration issues, on drug interdiction. President Bush acknowledged that the reason so many illegal drugs come into the U.S. through Mexico is because so many Americans consume them. They're going to continue talking about energy and free trade and a whole host of issues important to these two countries. But the big signal yesterday was that these two countries are friends and that they plan on working very, very closely together.
Well, Don Gagne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne in Waco, Texas, traveling with the president.